Once again, Bob Schultz did his magic and came through conjuring a set of 11 magnificent handmade medallions for podium finishers made from carefully selected native hardwood maple. The unique wedges are reminiscent of those used by early handloggers, and these particular items have become highly coveted race medallions by participants in the annual Handloggers Half Marathon Trail Race, which circumnavigates Mount Gardner. Standing on the podium this year were women's winners Stephanie Berry Benedict, first place, Parksville; Charis McLaren, runner-up, North Vancouver; and Matilda Silvert, third, of Surrey. The men's race was won by Simon Widman of Surrey with a new course record time of 1 hour 47 minutes on a slightly longer course. Runner-up was Patrick Bayliss of Vancouver, and David Vavrick, third, of Campbell River. The Masters division was won by James Elder of Toronto and Mayumi Motochi from Vancouver. The relay was won by the Team 2315 Inches, consisting of locals Jeb Gatelius, Leg 1, Clive Butler, Leg 2, and Margaret Butler, Leg 3. Full race results can be found on the Handloggers website here. This year's event was a record success with more than 160 participants, but also due to the amazing support provided by a large cast of volunteers and sponsors. Steve Edwards deserves special mention for helping with race planning, advance preparation, and donating the use of his truck. Also instrumental in pre-race planning were Leah Gregg, Vanessa Ramirez Jasso, Zara Hofer, Kim Ridgewell, and Amanda O'Collin. A big thanks to Zara Hofer and Margaret Butler for their help marking the course this year, and to Brian Baker for procurement of aid station supplies. The on-course support this year was also second to none, including road crossing marshals Matt Zadrill and Peter King, aid station hosts Jane Osborne, Brian and Krista Baker, Greg Johnson and Margarita Hofer. On-course wayfinding was provided by Angela Reddish, Sophie Idsinga, Leah Gregg, Angela Viner, Ted Benson, Brenda Louie, Prue Lawrence, and Lisa Holman. The first aid team included Lisa Brome, Joe Quarry, and Greg Johnson. Alicia Hoppenrath pitched in to sweep the course and help maintain a safe event with all runners accounted for. Timekeeping, registration check-in, and start, finish setup and takedown was tirelessly supported by Carla Everett, Zara Hofer, Kim Ridgewell and Mike McCorick, Lindsay Carson and Oliver Roy Jovan, Hillary Butler, Joan Viner, Lisa Holman, Sophie Idsinga, Andy Hoppenrath, Leah Gregg, and Vanessa Ramirez Jasso. Jeff Kellner also performed some just-in-time magic to get our generators up and running in the final hours before the race. Our sponsors were again extremely generous in both their time and support for the race. Carla Everett and Arcturix provided an abundance of finish line prizes and enthusiastic support during the race. Kintec once again supported us with vouchers for winners, an event tent and finish line arch. Jane Osborne from Down Under Travel provided Tailwind energy drink and honey stingers for the aid stations and worked tirelessly and single-handedly at aid station 1 and the finish line food tents throughout the race. Ross McCorkadale, Edward Jones, donated funds to support finish line and aid station supplies. Coco West came through with 190 handmade chocolate bars for finishers and volunteers. Bowen Island Fire Department supplied tents, tables, chairs, and coolers. Handloggers Half Marathon Association will donate net race proceeds to support Bowen Island Trail Society in achieving their commitment to maintain a well-integrated and interconnected trail network for non-motorized trail users on our beautiful island.